In this month's exclusive cover story, LMD discusses the importance of human capital, with Dami Kapura, the chairman of Valuable One. Here's an extract from the story. Why human capital and AI-led technology are the need of the hour. Dami Kapura emphasizes the need to build human capital and embrace AI-led technology. The founding chairman and managing director of Valuable One Group, a holding company with investments in financial services, manufacturing and the leisure sector in particular, Dami Kapura holds several other positions in both the private and public sectors. And notably, he was reported to have been Sri Lanka's wealthiest individual back in 2013 with a net worth of over 70 billion rupees at the time. He is viewed by many as a visionary, and renowned for his business acumen and foresight. His 3 decades or so of being in the business of building formidable corporations undoubtedly holds him in good stead. Kapura is also an outspoken proponent of harnessing the power of developments in the field of technology, most prominently the use of AI, to help transform the national economy. At a recent forum, the business tycoon outlined his national strategy for embracing artificial intelligence, commenting on the subject while drawing on his experience of working with data scientists. In this exclusive interview with LMD, he elaborates on the potential for leveraging AI and technology in general, observing that with the use of AI, you can clearly map out virtually every aspect from job transfers, healthcare and education, to agriculture and poverty reduction, and many major problems facing the country can be resolved. LMD asked him what was on his wish list for 2019, and he said, "I have a clear idea of what 2019 may bring, and it seems that all businesses will have to focus on reducing costs, in the absence of which it would be very difficult to survive." This trend was true of 2017 and 2018 as well, which is why our group launched a cost reduction program in 2017. As a result, I believe that our companies will be prepared to face any challenge. I'm aware of how much of a cost reduction is needed within the group. Similarly, other companies will also have to be mindful of their costs. There are many aspects for organizations to consider. For example, when one analyzes the productivity of office staff, some employees, for instance, the accounts department, complete 3 to 5 daily processing transactions, whereas they may be able to accomplish more, say 20 or 25. This raises the need for amalgamating work and even restructuring certain processes. Studies have indicated that there's an excess of 30% staff workers in offices today. We have conducted an analysis of how to utilize the additional 30% by allocating work to people in a more efficient manner and into different areas, while seeking to reduce costs in the process. We also requested his views on the stock market and the outlook for this year, and he replied, "One of the key issues is the increase in taxes, for instance, capital gains tax and especially dividend tax. The rate of tax applicable to dividends has been increased from 10% to 14%. Corporate earnings have reduced due to subdued economic activity, and therefore, dividend payments are also lower, resulting in a decline of shareholder returns. The other aspect is that shares are trading below their net asset value. For instance, taxes on banks increased from 47% to 57%, which impedes their ability to retain profits. With low profit generation, the return on equity was less than the treasury bill rate. As a result, banks are trading below their net asset values. The outlook will mainly depend on government policy. The environment in which businesses operate is determined by the actions taken by the government. This is not a complaint but rather, recognition of the fact that we have to make certain adjustments and adapt in line with what the government has planned for the economy." "And are his plans in line with Budget 2019? Pereira explained. "In response to your question on the budget, I always offer support and forward proposals, because our main goal is the development of the country. Today, Sri Lanka's per capita GDP is $4,000, but the developed country benchmark is $12,640. Achieving this level of per capita GDP should be the aim of any budget. We also asked Perera to elaborate on the value of the Sri Lankan rupee, to which he responded. The country's current account balance is minus $2.3 billion. So the question is, how are we going to meet that shortfall? If any action is taken with regards to increasing tourist arrivals and developing the tourism industry, or providing support to the IT industry or the export sector, then we will have a clearer picture of how the country can generate an additional $2.3 billion in revenue. Otherwise, the currency may depreciate even further in the next year or so. And finally, what more must be done to increase the inflow of foreign direct investments, FDI, to this country? Perera noted the following. The country did not attract as many new FDIs as we would have wished. This is because we did not have the required investment framework in comparison with the countries in the region to attract such investments. To establish a one-stop shop, there have to be investors, but today, there are no major investors. The current investment package offered by Sri Lanka is not regionally competitive. As a result, there is hardly any foreign investment coming through the Board of Investment, BOI. A country has to better appeal to foreign investors and offer tax concessions. For instance, 70% of income is tax exempted in Malaysia, so as to be competitive with others in the region. Otherwise, investments will not flow in, new jobs will not be created, and young people will not have opportunities for new jobs. Damika Perera also shared his views on Sri Lanka's debt portfolio, tourism promotion, and key economic priorities. He discussed how the Colombo International Financial City, aka Port City, is taking shape, and the pace of developments in the IT field. In addition, Perera elaborated on corruption in business and politics, and future global developments. And he offered his perception of work-life balance in the context of the local business landscape. Read the full story on LMD online at www.lmd.lk or in LMD's June magazine that's in stores now.
LMD, the voice of business and living a celebration of life, offers you a chance to stay in the lap of luxury. Get a lifetime subscription to LMD All Living and we will reward you with an overnight stay with one of our partner hotels. Call Rohan on 2599600 for more details.